KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's cloudy and 62 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high of 74 with winds out of the north at around 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Topping local news, law enforcement and emergency crews were called to the scene of a vehicle versus pedestrian accident Thursday afternoon here in Atlantic. Atlantic Police Officer Devin Holt told KJAN News the accident happened around 3:18 p.m. after students were released from school.
Officers and medical and fire were called to the area of 10th and Maple. That school was releasing today. We had some students that were crossing at 10th and Maple, traveling. They were going westbound across the street. They had the right of way at the time, had stopped. And then a red Buick was also traveling west at 10th and Maple and proceeded to turn, make a left turn to go south onto Maple Street, and did not yield for the students that were crossing the street. And we did have one approximately 10-year-old student that was struck by the vehicle. Does have a leg injury, possibly a serious injury, but did not appear, at least at the scene, to be a life-threatening injury, and was transported to CCMH by medevac.
Atlantic Fire and Rescue, Atlantic Police, Cass County Sheriff's deputies, and medevac ambulance responded to the scene. No further details were released yesterday as an investigation into the accident was ongoing. Madison County woman died during a residential fire Thursday evening. Firefighters told KCCI that 62-year-old Jolene Baker was found dead in her Winterset home. The fire broke out just after 7 p.m. Thursday in a 300 block of South 7th Avenue. The cause of the fire was being investigated by Winterset Police, Winterset Fire, and State Fire Marshal's office. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will meet this morning at 9 o'clock in their boardroom at the courthouse in Atlantic. On their agenda is action on a proclamation request from CCHS, or Cass County Health System, proclaiming the month of September as Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month in Cass County. A new study shows Iowa has the 32nd highest suicide rate in America, with 15.3 suicides per 100,000 people. The state's suicide rate has increased by 45.7% since 1999, which marks the 23rd largest increase of any state over this time. The board will also discuss and or act on approving the construction of an ingress-egress driveway through Cass County property for access to the new lagoon for the City of Lewis's water treatment plant. They'll also act on approving partial funding from the local option sales tax fund for a Cold Springs State Park roadway maintenance project near Lewis, and a proclamation recognizing September as a voter registration month and Tuesday, September 24th, as National Voter Registration Day in Cass County. In other business, the supervisors will discuss a long-range plan for courthouse heating and cooling and window replacement. They'll also discuss an update of the county employee handbook. Officials at the Family Crisis Support Network in Atlantic say family table talk cards will soon be distributed in Cass County. Director Wendy Richter said the cards have been a collaborative effort between the County Child Abuse Prevention Council and Atlantic Rotary Club. Richter said the council began the project as a way for families to put down their electronic devices at mealtime. And what better way to do that, she says, than while waiting for food at a restaurant or even at your local table. Many ideas on the cards are activities that family can do in restaurants and at home. The activities easily open communications between parents and their children, and when talking to their parents is easy for kids, they're more likely to talk when struggling with difficult issues as they get older, according to Richter. According to the Child Abuse Prevention Council in Iowa, it's important to give all parents resources that allow them to bond with their children, gain parenting skills, and manage stress. And family table talk cards will help in each of those areas. The Atlantic Rotary Club contacted Cass County Child Abuse Council to provide a way to jointly work on the project. The cards project was presented to the Rotary Club and approved for final participation was granted by the Board of Directors. For additional resources about the groups mentioned, you can check out the PCAIowa.org, RotaryInternational.org, or see the Cass County Child Abuse Prevention Council on Facebook. Well, the speed of Missouri River levee repairs remains the key dilemma for Southwest Iowans who are waiting for word on rebuilding after this spring's flooding. The Flood Recovery Task Force Governor Kim Reynolds appointed earlier this year met again on Thursday. Task Force member Larry Winham, a banker from Glenwood, says the City of Council in Pacific Junction is determined to save their town, but they face some major obstacles.
You know, Pacific Junction has never been flooded in their lifetime, ever. And all of a sudden, the rules that come down from the federal government say, well, you can't rebuild there because now we know you're in a flood zone. Well, they weren't in a flood zone until the levees broke. So, you know, that's frustrating for people, particularly if they've lived there all their life.
Governor Reynolds says state tax dollars have been spent on some projects, but there's uncertainty about how much the state of Iowa may have to contribute to levee repair.
You know, it's extremely frustrating. I'm very frustrated. The bureaucracy and the hoops that they expect you to jump through, and you make one small step forward and it's four steps back.
Reynolds says her idea of flexibility is very different from the Army Corps. The governor says homeowners and businesses in the flood zone are in a catch-22 situation because rebuilding can't start until the levees are fixed. In our funeral announcements, Abigail Rose Whitford, age 10, of Bellevue, Nebraska, died August 22nd in Omaha. Funeral services for Abigail Whitford will be today at 11 o'clock at the St. Columbkill Catholic Church in Papillion, Nebraska. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Glenn Olson, age 95, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Glenn Olson will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Father Benedict Joseph Ben Kenkel, age 91, of Harlan, died Wednesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A mass of Christian burial for Father Ben Kenkel will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Rex Livingston, age 90, of Fontenelle, died Tuesday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare. Funeral services for Rex Livingston will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Barbara Bobby Harris, age 85, of Greenfield and formerly of Anita, died Monday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare. Funeral services for Bobby Harris will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Messina Baptist Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Alex Laley, age 53, of Atlantic, died August 18th at his home. A gathering to celebrate the life of Alex Laley will be Saturday from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic with the prayer service at 3 p.m. Saturday. Ruth A. Brown, age 92, of Des Moines and formerly of Redfield, died August 17th in Des Moines. Visitation with her family will be held tomorrow from 2 until 4 p.m. at the American Legion Building in Redfield. No other services are planned. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Linda Whipple, age 80, of Messina and formerly of Rapid City, South Dakota, died Thursday at her home. Funeral services for Linda Whipple will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Cumberland. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.